This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today's show is devoted to composer Harry Warren. It's part of our series on American popular song. Our guest performers are the John Pizzarelli Trio, featuring John Pizzarelli, guitar and vocals, John's brother Martin Pizzarelli, bass, and Ray Kennedy, piano. Let's pick up where we left off, talking about Warren's trend-setting musicals of the 30s when he was working with lyricist Al Dubin and choreographer Busby Berkeley. John, why don't you and the trio do one of the songs from 42nd Street? How about You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me?
Sure, we'd love to play that. Ray, why don't you start us off?
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
That's the John Pizzarelli Trio with John Pizzarelli on guitar and vocals, Ray Kennedy at the piano, and Martin Pizzarelli on bass. Another great Harry Warren song. John, what's happening musically in that song that you'd like to point out to us?
What I like particularly about that song is the way, how easy it is to sing, even with all those, he's got all those little triplets and things in there, especially my favorite part being, I must have you every day, as regularly. Regularly just seems to just come right out. You would have thought they would have somehow tried to get the AR or something out of that, like regularly, or so, but it just works. It's got a great flow to it.
I'm really glad you said that, because early in Harry Warren's career, he was criticized for writing songs that were too notey. And I think he was criticized in part by people who felt that they would be hard to sing, but too notey was the word.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how it all fits together. It seems to work. And the chord structure is very interesting to that song. He always seems to have a little melodic phrase that repeats. He's got da ba da da ba da da ba da ba do ba da. It's really great, but da 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 da. It's got a nice jazz feeling to it. It just works so wonderfully.
I'm going to ask our pianist Ray Kennedy. Anything you want to add about the song, Ray?
Well, I was going to point out the fact that the chords are somewhat unusual, especially for a popular song.
What's unusual about them?
Well, there's a lot of departures from the normal 1-6-2-5 chord structure that you usually find, especially in songs from this era. And some of the things that he did are what we would consider to be way out in left field, but because of the melody that he uses, he ties it together so well.
Can you show me what you mean at the piano?
For instance, this part. You know, those kind of things you just normally wouldn't find in a popular song.
And plus, it begins on the four chord. It's in the key of E flat, but it begins on an A flat chord.
That's right, yeah.
Which is interesting. So you always have to get back to that chord, which is, you know, usually you would say in the key of E flat would be every kiss, but it's not there. It's actually da 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 da. There's E flat. Da 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 da. It's unusual.
That's right.
The next song I'm going to ask you to do is I Only Have Eyes for You, another of the great Harry Warren songs from the 1930s, also written for a movie musical. Ray Heindorf, who orchestrated a lot of the Warner Brothers musicals of that period, once said, "The real test for a melody is to play it with one finger on a piano. You can do that with Warren's music, and it still sounds great." So I thought we would try that with our next song. And Ray, can I ask you to just play the melody line with one finger for "I Only Have Eyes for You"? It's a pretty melody.
No, it's great. It's fabulous.
Why don't we put it all together and have you do the whole song? This is the John Pizzarelli Trio.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. So am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
John Pizzarelli Trio. Well, I think we established before we even heard the whole song what a nice melody it was. It sure is. What about the chords? What do you think of the chords in that song, John?
I think it refers to the same thing Ray talked about earlier, where he doesn't start on square one, because he starts on the minor chord right at the beginning, or the two chord, as we would say, in the key of B flat, which is C minor. And he puts that turn, he always has the melody note in a weird place when he goes, "Are the stars out tonight? Da 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 da." It's, you know, that's a real jazz harmonies that he's employing there. And that's why the Count Basie band plays this song so well, because it just moves right along. There's not really a lot of chords, but the right ones in the right spots.
John Pizzarelli. His trio will be back tomorrow for part two of our program on Harry Warren. John's latest CD, John Pizzarelli Meets the Beatles, is on RCA Records. This is Fresh Air.